Moneymusic.com is the website. Mighty John Marshall is here. Got a great list for us, I believe. John, good morning. How you doing, buddy?
I am doing fine, Bob. Hope you are, too.
Yeah. Listen, glad to talk to you. This is yard sale season. I'm talking to Mighty John Marshall, Moneymusic.com. And the Mighty One has a list of 10 records worth $100 or more that you could very well have in your collection. Mighty John, let's begin.
All right, we'll start with James Brown. The album, Papa's Got a Brand New Bag. Current value for the album, up to $100. Country Joe and the Fish. They did the Fish Cheer, which we can't do on the radio, but they had an album called Electric Music for Mind and Body. Also, up to $100. Elvis, Don't Be Cruel with Hound Dog. 45 with Picture Sleeve, up to $150. Mm-hmm. Did you know that Frankie Valli was offered the song before it was given to Elvis? But he said, no, let the new guy do it.
Really?
So Elvis did Don't Be Cruel.
Wow.
The Beatles, their last number one hit, The Long and Winding Road. Current value with Picture Sleeve, up to $150. Mm. The last album for Cream with Eric Clapton, Goodbye, Cream. Now, here's where the difference comes in.
Yeah.
If you have a copy, look at the label on the record. Is it yellow? Up to $30. But if the label is pink and tan, then the value jumps up to $250. The Contours, Do You Love Me? The value is for the album, not the 45. The 45 up to about $20, but the album on Gordy Records currently up to $300.
Wow.
Moby Grape, well, they were almost famous, but it kind of got messed up. They put out an album in 1967 called Moby Grape, but Columbia Records, they put out 8 singles at the same time and confused radio programmers on which one to play.
Huh.
And so they kind of said, forget it. So on the cover, you see the lead singer extending a finger. If you find that, it's up to $200-$300. If the cover shows it without the finger, about $20.
Oh, wow.
Alice Cooper, School's Out for Summer. The album, If You Kept the Paper Panties That Came Inside, is where the money is. Current value up to $100.
Mm.
Also, look at the back cover. If it does not list the titles of the songs on the album, current value up to $500.
Mm.
No back cover, no paper panties, $20.
Wow.
Roy Orbison and the Teen Kings. Roy was a country music singer with a group called the Wink Westerners. When Pat Boone said, Roy, you got to change that up and try that new thing coming out called rock and roll. So Roy recorded Ooby Dooby, current value up to $1,200. And when you're at the yard sales looking through records, don't forget the 78s. They can be worth a lot of money, especially if they're blues. Look for Ma Rainey and Papa Jackson, Ma and Pa Poor House Blues. Current value up to $2,500.
What year was that, Mighty John?
1925, when you first started in radio, Bob.
Yeah, that's right. Holy cow. Now, that is wild. Now, this Roy Orbison, Ooby Dooby, I never heard of this song before, and it's worth $1,200. Could that be the reason, because there aren't many of them in circulation?
Well, he also recorded it for Sun Records, and on Sun, they're up to about $300.
Okay.
And of course, Creedence Clearwater Revival also had a copy of Ooby Dooby,
okay,
but their value no more than $10. So this is going to be on Jewel Records, Ooby Dooby, Roy Orbison, and the Teen Kings, $1,200.
Please explain these panties to me that Alice Cooper has. What's going on with that?
Oh, I thought you knew. Well, every copy of the album School's Out came with a pair of paper panties.
Oh, wow.
Nobody knows why,
yeah,
but they all did. I remember selling them out the radio station window.
Yeah.
Almost causing a traffic jam.
God.
But I should have kept them because they make the album worth up to $100.
No kidding. Wow. Now, that Contours, Do You Love Me, that was actually released twice, right?
Well, it was a hit, top 10 hit in 1962, and again in 1988 when it was featured in the Patrick Swayze movie Dirty Dancing. So it became a hit all over again. But the value was for the album, Do You Love Me, up to $300.
Well, that's super. Okay, it's Mighty John Marshall, and we're going to put this conversation on the website so people who've missed it will get a chance to hear it. Again, the website is moneymusic.com. Mighty John Marshall. Don't make a move without him. We're going to talk again in a couple of weeks, sir, okay?
I look forward to it. Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, babe.